Hey everyone, I'm Carl Azus. Today on CNN Student News, we're talking about an important group of people involved with the 2012 U.S. presidential election. Not the candidates, though, a specific group of voters. First up, though, American leaders do not agree on President Obama's plan to reduce the country's debt. This is not the president's jobs plan we've told you about recently. This is a separate proposal that aims to decrease how much money the U.S. government owes. The president says his plan will save about $3 trillion. One of the ways it would do that is by raising taxes on the wealthiest Americans. That's an idea that Republican leaders are strongly against. They say it's unfair to target one group of Americans. They also argue that forcing that group to pay higher taxes could end up hurting the economy. The president believes that Americans who might be able to afford more should have a bigger role in helping the U.S. economy.
We shouldn't balance the budget on the backs of the poor and the middle class. That for us to solve this problem, everybody, including the wealthiest Americans and biggest corporations, have to pay their fair share.
World leaders are getting together in New York this week for the annual meeting of the United Nations General Assembly. The UN has 193 members. The newest one of those is South Sudan. And the General Assembly is a time for them to come together and talk about major global issues. The week started with a special meeting about non-communicable diseases. This means things like diabetes, cancer, heart disease, illnesses that aren't passed from one person to another. UN officials say these diseases are now the world's leading killer. They're trying to come up with strategies to reduce the risks. And this is just the second time a health issue has been debated during a special UN meeting. The first was a decade ago. It was about HIV/AIDS.
It started off in front of the room, seemingly taking a pot shot across the room, something in the distance. A lot of our fighters then opened up. Then there was some big return fire.
That footage from CNN's Phil Black and his team shows that parts of Libya are still very dangerous, especially areas where rebels are fighting against forces that are loyal to former leader Muammar Gaddafi. Some of the worst fighting is happening in the city of Sirte, Gaddafi's hometown. More than 20 rebel fighters were killed in Sirte on Sunday. Dozens more were injured. In this next report, Ben Wiedemann looks at some of the towns that have been liberated by the rebels. The people there know that for the first time in more than 40 years, they're not living under Muammar Gaddafi's rule. What they don't know is what happens next.
This sweep through the south is more of a show of force than the arrival of the new order in Libya. What happens after the men with guns move on is unclear. Some of them have doubts about the sudden conversion to the revolution in a part of the country traditionally loyal to Gaddafi. University physics student Mohammed Arhouma isn't convinced.
Right now, before, it was a lot of people with Gaddafi, but right now everybody's disappeared. You know what I mean?
But Winsrig resident Mohammed Abdullah insists the village is completely behind the uprising that ousted Gaddafi from power. All the people are with the revolutionaries, he says. 100%, I ask? 100%, he responds. The relative ease with which this area has been taken has left the young fighters in high spirits. At midday, they find shade in a mosque, singing the songs of the revolt. It's the experience of a lifetime for university student Mohammed Ramadan, whose family comes from Sabha, a Gaddafi stronghold.
This is the most amazing feeling in my life. I feel it now. Now I'm on the moon now. Actually, I'm very happy.
He may come back down to earth if the newly liberated towns change their tune.
Libya free! Gaddafi, go away!
Ben Wiedemann, CNN, Winsrig, southern Libya.